Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the backyard. I want to tell all my listeners, I apologize for not being on the air last week, and I am back this week, and everything is fine, and I see that the board is lighting up, and I want to welcome my listeners online, as well as those in the chat room. And to continue to tell you how grateful I am for your support, for having me live my passion of celebrating the rich culture of Jamaica. And for those of you who got the promo, you know that the backyard was graced with the presence of the Honorable Rex Nettleford not so long ago. We had a wonderful conversation with him. And, you know, I was so humbled to have had that conversation because I found him to be so true, you know, just a true coming from the heart human being. And I didn't know then how numbered the days would be, as none of us know how much days we have left. But it was sort of really chilling to me that I asked him, I remember asking him, how would he like to be remembered? And I don't know why it just came to me, but after I heard that he had taken ill in Washington, you know, and I listened to the recording again, it really came home to me how we're so blessed. Every moment is precious, and we need to be always in the moment. So I just want to, at this point, thank the organization because of their event that they were having, gave me the opportunity to have a conversation with him in the backyard. So he was such a big part of our culture, I mean, a giant part of our culture, that we will be celebrating his life for a very long time. And tonight, our show is about that, celebrating his legacy. Because his legacy is not only in the arts and in the intellectual part of his speeches, but the messages that came from his heart. I don't know if any of our listeners was able to see or hear the memorial service that was broadcast from the university, but I'll be sending it out to everyone on the list just in case you missed it. But all the speeches were about his humanity, not just the greatness, the great things that he did, not only for Jamaica or the Caribbean, but for the world. And as I listened to the speeches, I mean, my heart was just touched, and I felt so very grateful to have had him on the in the backyard with us. So tonight we will be sort of talking to a few people who may have encountered him, know him personally, or have been touched by some of his speeches. But our special guest tonight is someone, you know, in a lot of his talks, he spoke about the importance of education, how critical it is to the survival, especially of our culture and people, you know, from the Caribbean. It's so important for us to preserve. And in preservation is the continuity. And that's why I'm always encouraging, especially the older generation, of which I am one. Perhaps everyone knows me as the senior, or I bill myself as the senior. We don't know how long we're going to be here. And if we can do something to help the next generation, you know, that's what it's all about. That's how we leave a legacy. I know that a lot of us cannot leave the size of legacy that the Honorable Rex left. But in our own little way, we can leave something. And our special guest tonight is someone who is not only leaving something, but touching a lot of the upcoming generation with her passion. So I want to tell you a little bit about her. And also I want to tell the listeners on the board that if you would like to join the Labrish, I always tell everyone this is not a very official platform. It's not always politically correct. I am not a professional radio host. I am just living my passion. So if you are from Jamaica or a friend of Jamaica, you know what a Labrish is. It's everybody partakes in a Labrish. We talk about a particular subject. So if you want to weigh in on the Labrish, you hit one on your keyboard, and I will, you know, welcome you in at perhaps the appropriate time. But as I said, tonight we have a special guest, and I wanted to start by telling you a little bit about her and also invite you to interact with her. And tonight we are going to be featuring Mrs. Elaine Bryant, and she is a multi-award-winning counselor here in Atlanta. She's a graduate of Northwestern University and is currently completing her PhD. Now, she has a very special methodology as a counselor and has been instrumental in helping a lot of young people, you know, in their direction and goals. So without any further ado, and I consider her, you know, part of carrying on the legacy of Professor Rex Nettleford, because his passion was always about education at all levels. So without any further ado, I'm going to open up the mic, and this call is coming in from 914-668. I'm not sure if it's her, but whoever it is has a hand up, so I'm going to say welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret, your host. Who do I have?
Gertrude Sherwood.
Oh, hi, Gertrude. I was expecting your call. I understood that you were quite familiar with the professor and would like to weigh in on the conversation. So welcome to the backyard.
Thank you.
Where are you calling us from?
Mount Vernon, New York.
Okay. All righty. And
yeah.
I perhaps you know I am in Atlanta, which is a little cold. We still have a little snow on the ground.
It's cold, and it's going to snow here tonight too.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll be staying warm. Just pretend you're under your favorite tree in Jamaica, in your special chair, and you feel the trade winds just blowing across your face.
Yep.
So welcome, Gertrude. And you're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay. Well, a special welcome to you. And what would you like to share tonight with the rest of the world?
Oh, I'd like to share. I am so proud and so honored to have known Rex Nettleford. I was one of the founding members of the National Dance Theatre Company of Jamaica.
Wow!
When Ivy Baxter left and he started teaching classes, I was one of the first three persons in his class.
Wow!
And
that's quite an honor.
In 1962, he formed the National Dance Theatre Company. Others came in, some of the old Baxter dancers, you know, the people who used to dance with Ivy Baxter came and joined.
Right.
So I had to be home. I went home to his thing. And from time to time, he'd send me little notes or call me on the I would call him on the phone because he never had time. But I can always remember in the past, he used to say, "Chich, that's my nickname, come back home to where you belong," you know. But he was I'm really fortunate to have known this man and worked with him. He is was one of Jamaica's illustrious sons.
Oh, yes. Amen to that.
He excelled in Trinudanism. He was a writer. He was an educator. He was an orator. He was a brother. And he was a friend. And he was so humble in all of, you know, with all these precious gifts that God gave to him.
Well, what I gathered from all the speeches, you know, and from having him in conversation, yes, he was so humble, but his passion, when you're in his presence, you can actually feel him.
Oh, yes. So, you know, he just wrote to me recently, a few months ago. Well, I went to his mother's memorial service. She lived to be 100 years and 5 months.
Oh, my goodness. You know, he was here in Atlanta for the, I think it's the Benevolent Children's Mission.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to leave early to go up because his mother was ill. But I was saying to a friend of mine, you know, being a mother myself that had buried a son, I know that it was a sort of a blessing that his mother went before him because he had the pleasure, not the pleasure, but you know what
but
I mean?
He had
the fulfillment of burying his mother as opposed to his mother burying him.
She was cremated, and so I found out about it, and the mother was in the hospital where I worked at Montefiore, and I didn't know. And she attended church 3 blocks from where a cousin of mine lived, and I did not know.
Wow.
So when he saw me there, he was even so surprised because, you know, he comes here all the time. I get a note from him from time to time, but he never calls me when he comes.
Uh-huh.
And recently he sent me a program because two of the company members had passed, and he sent me a little note, and he sent me a little program with a tribute to the two dancers who had passed and to one who is very sick now in Jamaica.
Wow.
You know, I'm so happy that I know. And he honored me by putting me on the Jamaican postage stamp.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's quite an honor.
Yes.
Quite an honor.
I have the stamp. It's such a great honor.
Wow. So are you still involved with dance?
No, I had to give it up because I'd hurt my hip.
Ah.
And if I dance now, I go to, you know, to learn social dancing, well, not really learn, but to take part in it, you know, social dancing.
Right, right, I see. I really appreciate you coming and sharing, you know, and you perhaps knowing more than, well, certainly more than I did, and more than perhaps quite a few of our listeners. I'm waiting for my guest who is, I think, I don't know if she was a student. I know that she knows him. And I am wanting to feature her because I think that what the professor has left us and what one of the things that he always talks about is giving, you know, and leaving something with someone. So I want to encourage you to, because of what you got from him, I'm sure you're already doing it, to continue, you know, to give that support to perhaps a younger person who might be wanting to go into the arts or being in the arts, you know, or education or something. Because as seniors, it is so important, you know, for us to keep encouraging the next generation.
Oh, yes. I really miss him, you know. I really miss him. And I find myself, I know, you know, the Lord was ready for him. And
oh,
he
did
not suffer. I'm glad he didn't suffer and became, I'm glad he didn't become a vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
But I really miss him, really. I have the program right here in front of me. Every now and then I look at it because I can't believe that he's staying from us so fast, you know.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, that's why we always have to be prepared, and I encourage you and I ask you to encourage your friends to come and leave a little message on the with us here in the backyard on Blog Talk Radio. I want to remind our listeners, you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here each Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And the whole objective behind Backyard Labrish is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica. And again, I want to thank you so much for sharing with us tonight and hope you'll come back often.
Okay, I sure will do that.
All right. And
yes.
If you tell the listeners again who you are and where you're calling from, because, you know, this is going to be in cyberspace forever.
Yeah. My name is Gertrude Sherwood. My nickname is Chichi.
Chichi.
And I'm called Chichi, Chichi, and I'm calling from Mount Vernon, New York.
Okay, and you're Jamaican.
Yes, Janine Lee gave me the information.
Oh, great. Well,
yes.
I see Janine is on the board, too, so I'm going to open up the mic to her so you can say her. I'm still waiting on my guest to put her hand up so I can welcome her, but I'm opening up the mic to Janine. Hi, Janine. Hello. 718-379, your mic is open.
Well, that's Lay. Hi.
Ooh, it's Lay. I'm sorry, Lay. I missed up the numbers.
Yeah.
Good evening, Lay, and welcome to the backyard.
I just wanted to say hi to Chichi. It's a good thing through this medium I now learned that her name is Gertrude because
ooh.
I always knew her as Chichi.
Yeah, who is this?
This is Lay, Chichi.
Lay Nunes.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
We're really getting together in the backyard, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
I am still waiting on my guest to call in, and I don't see her on the board yet, so we'll see what happens.
Well,
I see another hand raised, and I'm going to open up the mic. It's 631.
Yeah, that's Mr. Janine.
Yes. Good evening. Welcome to the backyard. We're celebrating the legacy of Sir Professor Rex Dettelford. Welcome to the backyard.
Good evening, Margaret. This is Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Chich.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
I just want to say thanks to Chich for coming on, but you still didn't share about what you told me about that August 1st, that he got it back.
Oh, yes. He, you know, we were emancipated from slavery on the 1st of August, and they had cut it out, cut out that holiday, and just we were
in Jamaica?
Only celebrating. Yes, we were only celebrating Independence Day, the 6th. Well, Rex got them to bring it back. So now there are two holidays in Jamaica. He said that is the day when we came out of bondage. So,
wow.
So, you know, he was heard. He made himself heard. And in all humility, you know.
Yes. Did any other callers on the board see the broadcast from university, from Mona?
I have no idea. I guess some people may have seen, because they videotaped it, and somebody said they saw it.
Right, right. Okay, I'll send it out to the database. And if you're not on our email list, then I suggest that you just send me an email and I'll put you on. I see that my special guest is on now. I think I see her hands up, so I'm going to open up the mic to Miss Elaine Bryant. And welcome her to the backyard. This is the first time she's going to be joining us. And hello, Elaine, your mic is open. Welcome to the backyard.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yes, I don't know if you were on, but I was telling the listeners.
I've been on.
Oh, some things about you. And I want to welcome you. And now I want to tell the listeners that Elaine is the first and only Caribbean American citizen to be a graduate of the Georgia Leadership in Sandy Springs here in Georgia. And she's the first and only Caribbean American on HGTV and Fine Living and the Fine Living Channel. The show is called What You Get for the Money, and it's viewed by over 90 million people. She's the first and only Caribbean American to receive the Mayor Shirley's Franklin Phoenix Award for service to the people of Atlanta. Should I go on, Elaine? I hope you're not blushing.
That is wonderful.
She's the first and only American in Georgia, Jamaican American, I suppose, to receive the Judge Glenda Hatchett Education Merit Award. She's the first and only Caribbean American in Georgia of Caribbean heritage to write a financial column for three major newspapers. She's the first and only Caribbean born to receive the Woman Putting Their Stamp on Atlanta Diversity Champion UPS Award.
Did Rex meet her?
Well, she's going to tell you about her encounter with Rex after I'm finished with all the accolades.
On one of his visits, I met him, and I went to school with his niece. I met him many times.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. And she's the highest ranking by Google, Yahoo, and Bing for influential Jamaicans. Influential Jamaicans in Atlanta and influential Jamaican women. So welcome, Miss First.
Thank you, Margaret. I really enjoyed listening to the other people earlier.
Yes. So I look at what you are doing and other people like you, you know, as continuing the legacy of someone like Rex Nettleford, because, you know, he was so passionate about education and the importance of being educated about what you do and who you are, you know, your culture and your discipline, whatever it is, if it's even sweeping the street. You should know how to do it well so that you can take pride in yourself. And that is what came through to me even when I had my conversation with him. you know, how life is not a sprint. You know, so many people start something, but they don't have the discipline and the tenacity to continue and to continue to better their whatever they're doing. And I know that you are now working on your PhD, so I know that you're just doing, trying to be the best that you can be.
That's correct. I'm finishing it up in another year.
Great, fantastic. And what is your goal after that?
Well, you know, I have quite a few plans that I am, you know, involved in right now. In Sandy Springs here, I have a lot of mentors who are assisting me to achieve some of my other goals. And as soon as I'm finished with my PhD, then I'll come on board, you know, and get involved in the different plans they have for me, which are many.
Great, great, great. So tell me, the listeners on the board, those listening online, I want to welcome them again. I'm not able to interact yet, but I'm getting there. And the rest of the world, how, you know, some of Professor Nettleford's ideas have influenced your life?
Well, first of all, I met the professor when I was about 18 years old. I was in college, and just his encouraging ways, I saw where he came to visit his niece, Stephanie Smith, and I were at Northwestern University together in Illinois in the early 80s.
Uh-huh.
And he came to visit us many times. So that was very encouraging to me, because I believe in empowering others. That is what my dream really is. And now I'm actually being able to live out my dream. I like to help other people even more than I can help myself. And that's what I saw in, we called him Uncle Rex at the time.
Right, right. Now tell us what your mission is like in your counseling, or your special brand of counseling.
My main thing really is I live and every day, and I try to live out my main philosophy. I actually trademark this. I don't know if you noticed on my website, Margaret, when it went, that I have my trademark. That is, what you do with what you have determines what you become. It's my what approach. And
right.
I actually got it trademarked. I use an intellectual property attorney who trademarked it, and that's my mantra. I live that. I try to not worry about what I don't have and how hard it is in the States. And, you know, we left our Jamaica with all our support systems, and we have to come to this country and stand on our own 2 feet. So instead of worrying about all the things that are lacking here, the way that I have lived my life is that exact point, which is the what approach to life. What you do with what you have determines what you become. And when I went to Jamaica recently, I was the main speaker for the Women's Conference for Grace Kennedy at the Jamaica Pegasus. And a lot of people were pushing that whole thing. And it gave me the idea to start the weight loss program, which, of course, I shared with you, where I'm doing losing 25 pounds by May. That is my whole theme in my financial column for this. The next couple of months, it is lose 25 pounds by May, and I have hundreds of women who are also on board with me.
Wonderful. Are they mostly in Jamaica, or are all over?
Well, all over. I have some in Cayman Island, New York, Florida, because I also do a financial column for the Florida News, and I have people from my workplace. I work in a school, a charter school. I have a business that I go to in the evenings. I have people in my business. You know, I own a real estate company. So I have all those people who are on board. And almost every friend I have, they're watching me to see that I'm not eating anything fattening. And I'm also watching them.
So you have some food police, as I call them.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, with my kids, I have wine police. I have sugar police, because if I'm putting a little extra sugar in my tea because I'm diabetic, one of the policemen will, you know, want to arrest me or take away my spoon, things like that. So I called on the police. So, but it's good to have a, on the serious side, you know, it, whatever we're doing, it's good to have a support system. And as you mentioned, you know, just to have that, the person you were mentioned is Rex's niece, to have her uncle come to visit and encourage her, encouraged you.
Yeah, he came regularly. And in fact, I would love to locate his niece. Her name is Stephanie Smith. She went to do a doctorate in England. And I miss, you know, we miss touch. And I wish if I could locate her.
Well,
you
well, we have
somebody at the funeral service from England, I think.
Oh, well, who knows? It might be that person.
Somebody could locate her for me. Her name is Stephanie Smith, and we were roommates in college.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when I knew him the most, because he would come all the time, and we ate together, toured Chicago together. But I saw him recently when I won the Judge Hatchett Award, and they had closed down the Lenox Mall. He was here at that time for that. He didn't come to the event, but he came to something else, and I met up with him after the event. So a lot of the officials here in the U.S., they are wondering why they weren't have great turnout of fellow Jamaicans at that event, you know, because somehow we are so scattered in Georgia. But at that event had hundreds and thousands of people, but they were mostly Americans. That's when I got the award for mentorship from Judge Glenda Hatchett and Sony TV.
Well, would you tell us a little bit about your mentoring program?
Yes. What it is for years I have mentored many young people. In fact, my last column has one of my mentees who is now in the Chris Rock movie. When I started in education, I've been taking young people to Jamaica every year. I stopped in recent years. But that group of students, they are now grown up, and one of them is in my last column. If they go, if the listeners go to elainebryan.com/columns, they will notice that that lady I'm speaking about, her name is Dr. Melanie Macklin. She's one of my mentees who is now a lady, young lady, and I have mentored hundreds of other students over the years.
In my mentorship program,
it goes beyond the school. I take them on tours, you know, help them, tutor them on the weekends, and that is what really caused me to get these awards. A lot of the Jamaicans are not aware, but many people have come to my home over the years, including Jamaicans, with their children. And they come to my home at nights and on the weekends, and I mentor them for free. I've never charged.
Well, well, that is quite, you know, talk about coming from the heart. That is quite a great thing that you are doing, and we appreciate it. And I am sure that, you know, the universe will be very generous to you, because when we give back, and I know that Professor Nettleford, was that was what he was about. I listened to one of the speakers at his memorial service from the that was broadcast from the university. And he talked about him, you know, being passionate about to learn, teach, and give. Even, I think this was one of his dancers that was saying, you know, that's what they've taken so many things from being mentored by him.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that stuck with them is the importance to learn, then to teach, and to give.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that that is what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I commend you on that, because, you know, here in the backyard, I know that a lot of things, bad things are happening all over the world, and in Jamaica too. But I always tell my listeners that we're not here once a week to talk about that. We're here once a week to talk about all the positive things that we have brought
mm-hmm.
from our culture, you know,
right.
period.
That you, I must commend my, Margaret, I must commend you for that because it is so easy to talk about the negatives, you know?
Oh, yes,
but,
yes.
You know, we need to foster the positives more.
Right. And I know from my belief that what you give energy grows. You know, anything that you give a lot of energy to, it will increase
mm-hmm.
because it needs energy to increase. So if we give more positive things more energy, you know, we'll have more of them. And we as people from the Caribbean and especially Jamaica, we have so many positive things to really celebrate and enlighten the world about so that they can be preserved. And
mm-hmm.
that is what the whole my whole mantra is for Backyard Labrish. So I really appreciate everyone that comes each week or that spread the word about what we're doing here in the backyard. And I do have some loyal fans that listen every week. Some and I can see them on the board. Not everybody want to interact with us and be like Janine and Lay and all our new callers. But they're here each week listening, and they listen at their leisure because I want to tell everyone that, you know, if you can't call in or if you want one of your friends to listen to one of the past shows, just send them the link. And all the shows are archived, and they're done monthly. If you click on January, you will see all the shows of January last year. You can select one you want
to
listen to. And
that's
just
good to know.
Yeah, and you can just minimize it while you check your email or do anything else. You know, you can listen to a particular show. You can search the archives until you find one of interest. You can also just copy and paste, copy that URL, you know, in the address bar, and you can post that particular, send that particular show to anyone you think may be interested in that subject.
Okay.
So that would really help me fulfill my dream because we are, the objective here is to preserve the rich culture of Jamaica.
Yes, I must commend you for that because it's needed here.
Well, thank you so much. And I want to commend you for what you're doing because, as I say, it's people like you that will, and hundreds of people all over the world that have been students or have been touched in some way by Professor Nettleford, that's how his legacy will live on at all different levels. I know that in the arts it will, you know, with the wonderful choreography and the people that he has taught and
mm-hmm.
people like our guests that have shared with us, you know, being the first with him. That is such an
mm-hmm.
honor.
Mm-hmm.
So that will live on for generations. And
mm-hmm.
that's how he will be remembered. But
we
all, in our own small way, can, you know, give something to the next generation. You know,
excuse me, can I ask you to, after this program, can you call me so I can get your address?
Oh, sure. And you're calling from the 914 number?
Yes.
Well, okay, I'm writing it down now, and I'll call you as soon as we're off the air, and then I will put you on my list.
Tell them about you may want to also tell them about my website.
Yeah, I was just
opportunities.
Yes, would you please tell us, give everybody the website address?
Somebody's trying to speak.
Yeah, no, this is Leigh. I was just about to ask you to give us your website.
Yes. My website is elainebryan.com. It's ELAINEBRYAN.com.
Oh, that's easy.
And if you go to my website, you'll be able to see the different opportunities. When I got these various awards, I got some of them were monetary awards. So my husband, Gregory Bryan, who is a computer programmer, he developed a site where I have posted 200 scholarships for, you know, minority all over the world. And it's easy. It's very accessible because if you click, you can just apply online for free. And also summer programs of all kinds from Harvard and various places where young people or parents, even older people, can access the website to get opportunities. So that is the way I decided to give back. Since I didn't have time right now at this moment, I decided I would do it that way.
That is wonderful. That is really great. So all our listeners can tell their friends, and
yes,
listeners coming by after the show that's just accessing the show will know that if you know some young person that can use a scholarship, just go to www.elainebryan.com.
That's right. And you can also see my columns. I do a financial column that I offer some tips that, you know, because of the different things that I have used in my life to become independent. So I share those on the Gleaner column. And I want you to know also, Margaret, you and your listeners,
uh-huh,
that I got a lot of support from the Gleaner in Jamaica, the Jamaica Gleaner.
Uh-huh.
They came down. In fact, when I got the first award, the Gleaner sent Barbara Ellington down from, she's the editor for the Gleaner.
Uh-huh.
And she came down and, you know, that really encouraged me and gave me the push I did not have. So I got that from the Gleaner. My own siblings, my husband Gregory is in my corner 100%. Glenn Lahman also, who I mentioned to you before, Margaret, who does a website. He posts my column on his site along with many other Jamaicans who have other talents to offer.
People, right,
all of our stuff, you know. So we have a lot of, we are getting there where we are now supporting each other more in Georgia, and I see a bright future for us here.
Wonderful. Very, very good. Well,
I have the name of Mrs. Claudette Young. She did the prayer at the thing, and it says niece here. I don't know if she's one of Rex's niece or...
The one I was mentioning is Stephanie Smith, Jean
Smith's
daughter.
I have
daughter.
That. I'm going to, when I call Jamaica, I'm going to find out how she,
yes,
can be contacted.
Yes, because they know me as Elaine Grant.
Uh-huh.
Elaine Grant is the name, my maiden name. My maiden name is Grant.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I'm now Elaine Bryan, but if you say Elaine Grant, Stephanie,
yeah,
and that circle will know exactly, because I roomed with her at Northwestern University in Evanston. So it would be so good if I could reconnect with her.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Thank you so much.
Great. And I want to remind our listeners again that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, and we're here to labrish. And the objective is to celebrate, enlighten, and preserve the rich culture of Jamaica.
Yeah.
And
Margaret,
I would like
to say to Margaret that I would like you to encourage other women, because, you know, you and I are already on the list of women who are planning to keep healthy, and to, in my case, I'm planning to lose weight. I wish if you could invite other young women or, you know, older women, it doesn't matter, even men, because we have men who are also in the group who are trying to follow the steps. We have 5 doctors who have given us voluntary service to guide us along the way as we try to lose weight. So to me, that is very commendable, don't you think?
Very commendable, yes. You know, when we lose weight, we get healthier.
Yes.
So it's all about health. It's all about health. So that is always good.
Mhm.
Because that and it's not just people here now, all over the world, you know, where people were not perhaps that concerned about being overweight because of the change in people's diets and just lifestyle, people are experiencing that all over the world.
Exactly.
And so, you know, whereas in the old days it was not as much a concern as it is now, we know it's a health issue. So so I commend you for putting that together, Elaine, and ask all our listeners to tell their friends to join the group. And they can do that by going to your website, right?
Yes, yes. They go to elainebrand.com/columns.aspx.
Okay.
So it's elainebrand.com/columns.aspx.
And that, and there they can register being part of the group?
Directly, that will take them directly to the columns. They scroll down to the bottom, and that's how they can log on and sign up for the challenge. Those, you know, some people are not that computer savvy. That's fine. You can just email me, elaine@elainebrand.com, and I'll navigate the system for them, for those who find it difficult to do.
Right, right.
But it's pretty easy. If you just go to elainebrand.com and click on columns, it's easy to access it.
Right, I got you. All right, well, we've got some more time, so if any of our listeners on the board would like to weigh in and give us some other nuggets of wisdom, feel free, or to ask Elaine any questions, please go ahead. Do we have any takers? Hello? Are you all still there?
Yeah.
Yes, we're here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just want to say to Elaine that what she is doing is so good, you know, and it just proves that when you get good people that influence you the right way, what you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's a blessing what she is doing, and I just want to say to continue, and God is going to bless her tremendously for what she's doing.
Amen.
Yeah,
you know, one of Professor Nettleford's line was, as a matter, renewal and continuity.
Yeah, right.
That was mentioned so many times. You know, it was part of a special dance production. But, it goes beyond just dance. When we renewal and continuity is important for a vibrant life, healthy life.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much of his taglines are so meaningful. You know, he talked about life not being a sprint, but a long-distance run. So we have to be long-distance runners. You know, we have to sustain the excellence and not just be sprinters. You know, some people start but never finish.
Oh,
start
yeah.
but quit.
And he
That's
talked
a
lot
point.
About standard of excellence.
Oh,
in
yes.
everything.
Right. And what really touched me, right after his death, and the ministers in Jamaica, some of the ministers were making comments about him. One talked about, you know, being involved with him with the trade union.
Oh, yeah.
And how important, he talked about how important it was for workers, no matter how menial their job was, for them to be trained for that job. Because in training them for the job, you're helping them to build their own self-esteem because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, when as you think about that, there are so many people who are winging it. You know what I mean? That they don't really know what they're doing. There are different reasons for that. Some of them don't want to know, and some of them don't have access to the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Thing, Margaret, right now is what you said earlier. That life, I remember one time I was talking to Dr. Erskine, and he said, life is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
Right.
I think it's more that point. They don't want to do the marathon that it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And, nothing comes quickly.
It's
a hard road to success.
Right. That's it. You know, they start, but they quit.
Yeah.
Or they get worn out. Either way. But if you think of the Olympians, If you
I believe a lot of them don't realize that it's not a quick thing, like you said earlier.
Right, right. All of the people that excelled all over the world, and especially Jamaica, if you read about them and study, they've always been in training. They have to.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, because you can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And we can apply that to all aspects of our lives. And we always want to get better at what we do. You know, we want to have better health. We want to have, you know, more spirituality. We always want to better our best.
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me back to our wonderful Jamaica saying, you know, gem, memory gem, good, better, best, never let it rest.
Until
your
good
is better
and
your better best.
Exactly.
And it's so satisfying as an individual when you know you're doing the best. Now, it doesn't have to be better than somebody else's. It just has to be
your best. Yeah.
Because that brings a lot of fulfillment, a lot of personal joy, a lot of self-esteem, which is like the essence of life.
Exactly.
You know, so I really want to encourage, especially the seniors. You're not a senior, Elaine, and I commend you for being where you are, you know, and helping so many people. But especially the seniors that might think they don't have anything to give. You have a lot to give.
They are the ones that have to give.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we all have.
Margaret, you know, Margaret, I really have to commend you because, you know, when a younger person than I do well, like my mentee, she's on the Chris Rock movie. She's on the Fox 5. She just picked up a deal with Fox 5, Washington, D.C., to be the medical expert on the show. She also is on the Steve Harvey radio every morning as a medical expert, and I'm so happy for her.
What is her name?
I commend you. Her name is Dr. Melanie Macklin.
Okay.
And she's in the column. If you go to ElaineBryan.com and click on columns, you'll see her picture and everything about her. But what I'm saying is I feel so proud of her and of all the other younger people than I am, who are doing well. And I have found in my journey that not a lot of people older than me were willing to applaud me when as I got my awards. So I just want to thank you, Margaret, for being an outstanding example for all of us Jamaicans as all of us try to navigate this rather difficult environment in the U.S.
Well, you're most welcome, my dear. It's my joy and pleasure. And as I always try to encourage the seniors that might feel that, you know, their job is over, they've raised their children or whatever, but I'm encouraging them to reach out and give to somebody else. Everybody has somebody to give us, something to give, a smile, a word of encouragement, you know, perhaps if asked a word of advice, an opinion, you know, we all have something to give. And it's good when we give it in a positive way because it's in that we are leaving our legacy. If the next generation can say, I remember that person helping me, or I remember what that person said as I listened to them talk to somebody else, you know, that's a legacy. And we're here tonight celebrating Professor Rex Nettlefud's legacy that will live on for many, many generations. But I just want to tell everybody, all our listeners, that we all have a legacy to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, I am going to thank everyone for being here. As usual, I am just, as we say in Jamaica, I'm in my aki. Anybody remember that phrase?
Oh, yes.
I'm in my aki at 8 o'clock every Wednesday. when I'm lavishing in the backyard. So please be sure to tell your friends to come by. They can even listen to the show later on at their convenience. I know a lot of the young folks are so busy mm-hmm. with, you know, life, and they don't necessarily have time, or they don't think they have the interest right now, but later on they will. When I was busy raising my children, you know, I didn't have time for this, and if someone perhaps told me about it, I wouldn't be interested. You know, I'm not faulting them right now. But I know as you get older, and, you know, things change, mm-hmm. and the passion that I find that I have now for my culture, and I am so grateful to have been born where I was born and raised mm-hmm. there, that, you know, sometimes I am beside myself with joy.
Yes.
I really am, and I'm very proud of my heritage.
I share your sentiments.
Thank you.
You too.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to bid you good night, and thank you all for sharing with me.
Thank you, Margaret. I hope... I'll tune in again on next Wednesday, and I will share the information with the other listeners and friends of mine.
Thank you so much, Elaine, and God bless you as you continue to live your passion.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're most welcomed.
Bye-bye.
And to my other listeners, do you want to say something before we sign off? We do have some time.
Well, I just would like to call me as soon as you have my number, right?
Yes, I will. Yes, I do have your number, and I'll call you as soon as we get off the air. And I want to thank you again for coming on, being a first-time caller, and having the I know that if you were a dancer, you were not all scared of anything. But some of my listeners on the board, no matter how I coach and coax, they don't raise their hands, and I want them to know I still appreciate them. But it would be nice to have the rest of the world hear your voice. So if you know of anyone who would like to share something with us, please let me know, or just invite them to come on board. And, you know, I encourage people with children and grandchildren to just leave something in cyberspace. If you haven't done so yet, you know, put your pictures online or on a CD, because I just want to remind everybody that I had a fire, my house burnt down, and all my wonderful memories went up in flames.
I just want to thank Janine, because I didn't know anything about this program.
Oh, yes. Janine is a loyal listener. I appreciate her so much.
Okay.
You're welcome. And I want to thank you, Margaret, because this program is really good. I missed it so much last week.
Oh, yes.
Not having that trade wind blowing against my face.
Oh.
We had snow.
Yes.
I really appreciate what you're doing. I really enjoy it, and I will continue to tell my friends. Chich is like a family, not even like a friend, you know.
We go way back.
Way, way back.
Well, welcome, Chich, to the backyard.
And I
hope you spread some of your friends with you, too.
Yes.
Okay? Anybody else want to say good night?
Good night, Chich. Good night,
Chich.
Night, Lee.
Okay, thank you all, and as I always say, make it a great week.
Okay,
bye.
You too.
See you next
bye. Week. Bye.